This is VOA News. I'm Jeff Custer. Ukraine has called off search and rescue operations Tuesday at the rubble of an apartment building in the eastern city of Dnipro, where at least 44 people were killed in a Russian missile attack Saturday. The state emergency service said 20 people were still unaccounted for after Saturday's attack, and that the 44 confirmed dead include 5 children. The service said 39 people had been rescued from the rubble, and a total of 79 had been hurt. The attack was the deadliest for civilians since the start of a 3-month Russian missile bombardment campaign. Regional authorities said Tuesday the body of a child was among the last pulled from the rubble. Meanwhile, Swedish Prime Minister Ulf Kristersson Tuesday called Saturday's attack on the Dnipro apartment building a war crime. Kristersson made the comments in the French city of Strasbourg, where he spoke before the European Parliament as Sweden took over the rotating presidency of the European Council, the European Union's executive arm. Kristersson reconfirmed to reporters that Sweden, in its new role, and all of the EU, stands with Ukraine.
The Swedish government condemns in the strongest terms Russia's continuing systematic attacks against civilians, civilian objects, and critical infrastructure in Ukraine, including Saturday's horrific missile strike on an apartment block in Dnipro. Let me be very clear. International attacks against civilians are war crimes. Those responsible for war crimes will be held to account. And for as long as it takes, the EU and Sweden will continue our very broad support to Ukraine.
You'll find expanded coverage of world news and events at voanews.com 24 hours a day. For pictures, videos, stories, and more, follow the Voice of America on Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, and YouTube. This is VOA News. A Brazilian Supreme Court justice has authorized adding former President Jair Bolsonaro in its investigation into who incited the January 8th riot at Brazil's capital as part of a broader effort to bring those responsible to justice. VOA's Tommy McNeil has details.
According to the text of his ruling, the justice granted the request from the Prosecutor General's office, which cited a video that Bolsonaro posted on Facebook 2 days after the riot. The video claimed that President Luiz Inácio Lula da Silva was not voted into office, but rather was chosen by the Supreme Court and Brazil's electoral authority. Prosecutors in the recently formed group to combat anti-democratic acts argued earlier Friday that although Bolsonaro posted the video after the riot, its content was sufficient to justify investigating his conduct beforehand. Bolsonaro deleted it the morning after he first posted it. Tommy McNeil, VOA News, Washington.
In the southwestern U.S. state of New Mexico, a failed Republican congressional candidate has been arrested in connection with a string of drive-by shootings in Albuquerque. Associated Press correspondent Jennifer King has more.
Albuquerque Police Chief Harold Medina says they believe Solomon Pena's anger over his defeat in November's election for a state House seat led him to plot a series of drive-by shootings in New Mexico.
It is believed that he is the mastermind that was behind this.
The homes of 2 county commissioners and 2 state legislators, all Democrats, were targeted. There was a break in the case when shot-spotting technology led an officer to the neighborhood of State Senator Linda Lopez on January 3rd. Bullet casings collected there were connected to a gun found in the trunk of a Nissan registered to Pena. The driver, Jose Trujillo, was pulled over and arrested by sheriff's deputies about an hour after the last shooting. Police Commander Kyle Hartsock says Pena is accused of paying 4 men to carry out at least 2 of the shootings in stolen vehicles.
On the last shooting, we now have evidence, too, that Pena himself went on this shooting and actually pulled the trigger.
Audio courtesy KRQE. I'm Jennifer King.
China's economic growth plunged to one of its worst levels in more than 4 decades last year due to the country's strict response to the COVID-19 pandemic. The National Bureau of Statistics released data Tuesday that showed China's economy grew by just 3% in 2022, far less than the 8.1% mark it reached the year before. It was the second worst economic showing since the late 1970s, surpassed only by the 2.4% mark set in 2020 at the start of the pandemic. The world's second largest economy dropped 2.9% during the fourth quarter of last year, compared to 3.9% during the same period of 2021. Retail sales fell 1.8% in December. Beijing imposed a strict zero COVID policy at the start of the pandemic. From Washington, I'm Jeff Custer. This is VOA News.